This morning we're talking about food. So what a better topic to talk about here on a cold morning here. John Jensen's in with us this morning up the Danish Villages way. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
Good. You've got an opportunity for folks to enjoy a nice down-home traditional meal here this weekend.
Yes, it's going to be a dining experience. It's traditional Danish Christmas goose and duck dinner. It's going to be up at Elkhorn at the village station. And we're going to have, among other things, grønkål soup, which is green kale soup, which is what I grew up on, and is something I love very, very much here. And also soya soup, which is a fruit soup. So then we'll also have Danish rice pudding with an almond, and see whoever the lucky person is there. And so it'll be kind of an experience for people to reminisce about and remember what it's like, because back in the day, I talked to many people, they said they used to go from place to place to place, and they'd have goose at different places. Well, now they don't. It's mainly turkey. And so I had some ducks and geese this year, so I thought, well, why don't we just do it for that way and let people experience what it's like to have a traditional Christmas goose dinner.
You really don't hear a lot of folks eating goose and duck for some of the holidays anymore like you used to, but that is a traditional Danish meal?
Yes, it is. Well, the reason we don't have duck and goose anymore is the fact that turkey has gotten so cheap there. It's like $1, what, 40, 50, 60 a pound there. And well, you can get duck for about $1.80, $1.90, or $3.80 or $3.90, something like that. But goose is up to about $8 or $9 a pound. So it's definitely out of the price range for a lot of people who have big meals there.
Well, probably most folks have forgotten how to prepare it, too.
Yes. But it's interesting there. We go on the internet and we find all these different recipes. And it's interesting talking to people about how they remember doing it there. Because some people, they said they had the different stuffings and the different sauces and things like that that they used. So it should be interesting.
Now, I want to pick this menu apart little bit by little bit for folks who aren't Danish and may not be familiar with these. You mentioned the grønkål soup. It's a green kale soup. Now, on its surface, that might not sound tremendous. Why is it so good?
Oh, it's because it's what I grew up with, and I love it. And I remember my mother taking kale and putting it in a window and letting it dry out, then taking it out and rubbing it with her hands and putting it in a jar. And there's other things, too, with it. But it's a traditional Danish meal there. And also a soya soup, that's a fruit soup. Now, that's served at other times, too. And it's surprising when I go around talking to people. They either remember the grønkål soup or the soya soup, but not both. But I had one experience where a lady, I was talking up at the Ottoman newspaper, and I was talking about soya soup, and Lisa says, I remember that. And it's true. It's a special thing there.
Now, you say it's a fruit soup. What's it made of?
What is in the recipe? I got the recipe from a friend of mine off the internet from Florida. She came here from Denmark. And it has all the different fruits that go in it. And I can't remember exactly, but it'll be a treat.
Is it meant to be a side dish?
No, it's kind of a main dish there, or kind of a dessert, but they serve it throughout the year there.
Kind of a palate cleanser before you get to the actual dessert then, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned that the rice pudding with almond.
1 out of 5.
There's a tradition there too, I assume.
Yes. And have to remember this, if you get the almond, you don't eat it. You say, I have the almond, and you get a prize.
You don't have to do the dishes. Very good. Mm-hmm. So this is coming up now this Sunday, December 10th, and you do need reservations for this. I see you've got several seatings.
Yes, between 11 and 12, 12 and 1, and 1 and 2. The reason I did that is because I don't want older people to be driving at night. In fact, I don't even want younger people to be driving at night. We don't know what the weather's going to do. We've lucked out so far, but I was talking to a friend of mine. I remember when I graduated from high school in 1964, I helped a neighbor pick corn. And on December 1st, the high was -3. Mm. So I don't want people driving at night there. So it's for those different times there. But then call for reservations at 712-764-3663. And I'm glad to say they are starting to fill up.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Very good. Word is getting around then.
Yes. We had one auctioned off, had two tickets auctioned off at the Windmill Gala. And it bought, what was it, $350, I think. Wow. So there's a couple of people that were interested in it there.
Yeah, well, good for them and good for the windmill, too, generating that revenue. That's awesome. Well, it's an opportunity. You know, you mentioned this, too. This is an opportunity to get some folks into the Elkhorn and Kimbleton area that way, too. And they can see some of the things that are happening, including kind of see the updates and what's happening with the windmill. They're still raising funds, I know.
Yes, yes. That's an exciting project, too. They've got the funds now, and the millwright, he's got stuff working so they can put on the new wings there. And Lisa will have the gift shop open that day, as well the museum up there, too.
Excellent.
And we're going to have some Danish music up there, too, so that'll be fun.
Very good. So now you're not doing this as a fundraiser of any kind? You're not doing this for any kind of a cause? You're doing this because you want folks to have the feel?
Yes, exactly. I don't think I'll be doing this again next year. This was just a thought. Well, I have some geese here. Why not let people enjoy a goose dinner if they remember the traditions of the past here? So
you bet. Well, and folks who are interested in where their food comes from your backyard, huh?
Yes, it did. Yes, people. I live right south of Elkhorn there, and people used to drive south, and they could see my ducks and geese and on the east side of my building there when they go past.
Sure. Have you had them for a long time?
When I was doing research on weeding for garlic there, I sent for some eggs from Louisiana, and I hatched a couple out myself.
Really?
And then I got some other ones from a hatchery in northern Iowa there and got them and lovingly raised them. Then they went out to Tony's place and weeded the garlic because geese, they don't eat garlic or raspberries or strawberries or a lot of things like that. But then they got done, so I came back to my place there and took care of them there and had a wading pool that was so fun because they'd go in the wading pool and they'd get completely submerged and they'd come out and go, yes, yes, just flap their wings, and that was fun. So people love that too.
Sure.
So, but I did have one person ask me, she came out and took pictures of them, said, you have so many of them, do you have any names for them? Well, just one, it's a goose. I call it the meanie.
Or something like that.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Those who have geese, remember that.
Yeah, they can have an attitude to them.
Yes, yes. One time I had a contest up there. I said, if you ever mount a cow by hand, gathered eggs, or been chased by a goose, you get a prize. And people, they remember being chased by a goose.
I'm sure they do.
I was even chased up a ladder by a goose one time. Mama, mama, geese. So
yeah, they don't give up easy, do they?
No, they don't. No, they don't. They're persistent.
They are very persistent, you bet. So did you have them, were these, the geese and ducks, were they processed here locally then?
No, over by BB Town.
Sure, okay.
So, they do quite a few over there. It's a good place there. So we got everything all done there.
Got them all dressed up, ready to go, and very good.
And James, he's taking care of them now. He's doing the cooking there, and he's getting everything together. See, the reason is, a lot of times in a restaurant, if they have something there, they can just get it from some supplier, and it'll be in cans and all that. It's ready to go. You open a can, heat it up, and go. Mm-hmm. But these are made from scratch, and that takes more time, and that's why the expense. But like I said, this isn't just a meal. It's an experience.
Very good. Kind of like the way maybe Grandma used to do it.
Exactly, exactly.
Very good. Now, again, this is coming up this Sunday, December 10th. Give them the details. You get the three seating times for folks to make their reservations. Is there any limit to the number of folks that, if they call and say, hey, I just got two that want to come, or I've got 10 that want to come, do they need to call early to get that space?
Well, no, you'll just reservations are limited. We'll just see how it's filling up there.
Okay.
But right now, the 11 to 12 is probably filling up the fastest because it's right after church. Sure. It's handy there. And then the 12 to 1, that's filling up too. But and then the 1 to 2, it's a little slower there. But for some people that have to travel or something else there, it works out okay.
Yeah, because it's a traditional Danish meal, but it's not just for the Danish.
Oh, no. Yeah, in fact, I was even talking to some people of German descent, and they remember all the Germans, they have goose up there too. And when I was doing research on recipes, they found, Danish or Swedish or German or even French goose recipes there.
You bet. A lot of folks of European descent probably remember these types of meals.
Yes, yes. Geese were extremely important because when a couple got married in France, they were given a goose and a gander. And doing research on this, I discovered that geese were so important in the pioneer days because they brought them out here. First of all, they'd have eggs. And then also the meat, too. But also they provided down so they could make warm blankets and stuff, but also the quills, you know, for writing for pens. That's what they used to use in school. And then I talked to a friend of mine. I learned something I'd never, ever heard before. He talked about the fact that goose fat was so important because it was a good waterproofer. And so they would waterproof clothes for it in the old days. So, but no, geese, they were extremely important, and now they're kind of being forgotten because, well, the reason geese are expensive, or turkeys are so cheap, is because they can be raised in confinement. Geese, they want room, and that's why I don't know if I'll do it again next year because I need more spacer, which I don't have. You can have about 60 geese an acre, and they'll eat weeds and stuff like that.
Yeah, you bet. Well, very good. Get your reservations in soon because these will fill up, it sounds like, rather quickly. What was the cost? I don't remember if we mentioned the cost.
It's $25 per person.
Okay.
And like I said, it's a meal and an experience.
You betcha. Very good. So make that phone call today, 712-764-3663, correct?
Yes.
All right. Get on the list and make sure you get your seating time. Sounds like you'll have some fun, make some friends.
Yes, and Glolly Yule.
Very good. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.